Yes, you recognize that music, don't you? It's Eleanor, the theme that identifies two lovable old characters from the Hill Country, whose radio adventures you follow each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday evening. And now we present them in a special broadcast, Lum and Abner. Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner over at the Jot 'em Down store. Abner is working behind the counter, and Lum is opening the morning mail. Listen.
Granny, that's the finest thing I ever heard of, you know it?
What's that, Lum?
This stuff I'm reading here. That's a great idea. Huh? Granny, I'm going to help them, too.
What is it you're going to do?
Fight tuberculosis.
Fight? Well, now, I wouldn't be in too big a rush to jump on him, Lum. Recollect you jumped on Luke Abernathy over at the 4th of July picnic and nearly got your face beat off. How big is he?
Who?
That there Berkey locust or whatever you said.
Tuberculosis.
Two? I dog, if there's two of them, I'll help you. Just like them Macmillan boys. Jump on one, you got to whip the whole family.
It's a disease, Abner.
Well, I don't know what it is, but they'll all jump on you, I know that.
I mean, tuberculosis is a disease. You know what tuberculosis is.
Oh.
We've got to get out here and help them raise some money to fight it. That's what this literature is about here. National Tuberculosis Association.
Association? Well, I know that tuberculosis was bad, but I never knowed it had itself organized now.
Well, this is an organization to fight it.
Oh.
They support and conduct clinics so they can locate the cases and help them get took care of, educate the public on how to prevent it, and in lots of cases furnish nurses and medical attention, all such as that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's a fine thing.
Oh, yeah, I know it's a fine thing, yeah. Well, you can count on me helping, Mom.
Yeah, I mean, you can get out here in town and sell some seals.
Why, sure. Seals? What for?
Right, to help fight tuberculosis. See, all the money we get for the seals, we'll send into the headquarters of the association, and then they use it during the year as they need it.
Well, we couldn't sell no seals around here, Lum.
Why, sure we can. Explain to them what we're raising the money for and all.
Yeah, but what in the world would they do with them after they got them? Why, it'd just be a nuisance trying to take care of the things, Lum. You've got to have a lot of water for them things. Of course, they could put them down there in the mill pond, I reckon. But they'll sure ruin the fishing, Lum. Them things lives on fish. You get a whole bunch of them down there, they'll eat every minnow in that
whole... Abner, you're talking about one kind of seal, and I'm talking about something else. Uh-huh. I'm talking about Christmas seals, and you're talking about the kind of seals that lives up in Alaska.
Lives up where?
Alaska.
What's that?
You mean, where's that? It's a country way up north.
Up by Kansas City?
Kansas City?
Yeah, that's up north.
I mean way up north, 1,000 or 1,000 miles north of Kansas City, up where the Eskimos live.
Eskimos?
Yeah, you've saw Eskimos. Look sort of like people, walk on their hind legs and got fur all over them, except their face.
Fur?
Yeah, all I see pictures of them sitting around fishing through a hole down the ice.
Oh, yeah, sure. Such ignorance. What's the matter with me? Sure I have. They got two big long teeth that come down in front there, ain't they?
Oh, no, no. Them's walruses you're thinking about. Eskimos lives in houses built out of ice. See, it's terrible cold up there.
Well, it'd be cold anywhere living in a house built out of ice.
Yeah, except they don't call them houses, though. Call them gigolos.
Well.
They go in there and stay all winter. See, the nights is 6 months long up there.
6 months long?
Yes, sir. 6 months a night and 6 months a day.
For the land's sake. Doggy, the feller'd be in a terrible fix if he had that insomnia and couldn't go to sleep, wouldn't he?
Yeah, Granny, I hadn't thought about that.
Why, sure. Well, sir, you know, Lum, come to think about it, them long nights would work out all right if a feller could get out for a lodge meeting once in a while, though.
Yeah. It seemed kind of funny, though. A feller sneak in, go to bed, and next morning his woman would collar him and say, "What time did you get in last night, anyway?"
Yeah, they always do.
He'd say, "Oh, about December or January or something like that." And she'd say, "You never done no such a thing. I heard you come in, and according to the calendar, it was clean up in March."
Yeah. Well, so you know, that'd work all right for night fishing up there, though, Lum, you know what?
Night fishing?
Why, sure. Feller set out a hook there long late in the shank of the evening, put a minnow on it. You never catch nothing, why, the minnow would be big enough to eat the next morning.
My granny says that's right.
Why, sure.
Be all right planting crops up there, too.
Crops?
Yeah, plant a crop in the evening before we went to bed, get up the next morning, start shucking corn.
Is that all they grow? Corn? Mm-hmm.
Corn or potatoes or
peanuts.
Well, you
can't shuck potatoes or peanuts, Long.
That's right. Well, you could shuck... That's right. Corn's about all you can shuck, ain't it?
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say that. I shucked some apples out of a tree when I was a little bitty feller once. I never will forget it. I was walking along
and
seeing...
Well, nobody ain't interested in what you did when you was a youngin.
Bet I was cute. Wished I'd have knowed myself better then. I must have been a sight from what everybody says.
You must have been.
A sight, aye. Dog, is them Eskimos, Lum, is that fur any count?
I don't know where it is any enough.
Well, I just figuring if it's any good, I might go up there and trap a bunch of them this winter.
Oh, I don't think you allow you to do that. There's a closed season on them, I think.
Dad, blame it. Just my luck. Just my... Are there any towns up there?
Let's see. Nome.
Ain't, huh?
Yeah, Nome's up there.
Well... Nome is or Nome ain't?
Nome is.
Well, when you say Nome, that means there ain't, Lum. I don't
all
know
right,
which
have
you
it
mean.
Your way. But
ain't
the,
no towns,
are there? Is towns up there. And they seals up there.
Well, it wouldn't be no use to try to sell them no seals, old Lum.
Well, they're just coat seals, old. They ain't got no Christmas seals. Well, we got enough to do if we can get everybody here in Pine Ridge to buy them.
Yeah, yeah. I dog is, I'll get out here and sell them. Sure I will.
I was just thinking, Abner, we might make a talk over the party line before we strike out. Of course, most everybody knows about them, but it'll give me a chance to explain to them that don't.
Yes, sir, that's a good idea. Ring the fire alarm, ring, Lum. Everybody pick up their receivers to listen in and find out where the fire's at.
Yeah.
That'll get them to the phone.
Scare the daylights out of them. Yeah. Hear this ring?
Why, sure. I think the whole town's burning down.
You know, this makes me feel good all over doing something like this. A feller just can't sprinkle the perfume of happiness around without spilling a little of it on himself, I reckon.
No, no. Are they listening in?
Yeah. I still hear them picking up the receiver. Everybody jabbering, wanting to know where the fire's at.
Well, go ahead. Tell them, man, before they hang up on you.
Howdy, everybody. There ain't no fire, but I got something more important than that to talk to you about.
Elizabeth Eskimo coat.
175 persons was killed today.
Where, Lum? Where?
Now, if it was that many killed in a fire, the newspapers would have been full of it. But that's the truth. 175 folks died with tuberculosis today, and every day of the year. This dreaded disease might strike any of us, young and old and rich and poor alike. And this suffering ain't at all necessary. Now, if it had been a real fire alarm just now, you'd have come running with buckets of water to put it out.
Of course they would.
Well, now, this disease can be put out by buckets of dollars and pennies. Of course, a lot of you's been given freely to this cause for years, and you've lived to see how much good your contribution has done.
Amen.
I wonder if it hasn't made you feel a whole lot better knowing that you is helping to prevent so much suffering. Now, it's almost Christmas time, and the Tuberculosis Association is selling Christmas seals again. We're asking that you buy all you can. They sell for 1 cent apiece, a dollar for a whole sheet. And don't wait for somebody to bring them to you. Find out where they're for sale and buy enough to decorate all your Christmas packages this year. I know we're going to stick them on every package here at the Jot 'em Down store.
Yes, sir.
Remember, as we go about our daily life and as we look forward to the holidays, there's thousands of people with tuberculosis that never should have got it. But they never knowed how to keep from getting it. And now they need to know how to get well from it. So buy Christmas seals, everybody, and help a great cause. Fight tuberculosis.
You've just heard Lum and Abner in a special broadcast. Hear them regularly each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday night. And remember that old saying, you can't sprinkle the perfume of happiness around without spilling a little on yourself. This is Lou Crosby speaking. Good night.